Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to Exploring the Prophetic, which is my weekly prophetic sermon. I get to speak into your life and into your faith every week. My name is Sean Bowles, and I can't wait to share this one with you because this is important. This is a theme that a lot of us, as we're maturing in God, we forget, especially when we're seasons of waiting. But you are going to understand what God's been telling you all along, and confusion is going to go. So that means if God's been speaking to you, and he speaks a lot of times through parables, signs, symbols, all kinds of ways that aren't direct speech, meaning he doesn't say, hey, go this way. He speaks in other ways on purpose because he's trying to get you to know something about him and connect to his heart and nature, not just do something for him. So there's a time where you develop inside the character and the sense of relationship and the intimacy with God that it takes to walk out some of the prophetic things he's telling you. And sometimes we get confused about that. And so I'm here to remind you today that, first of all, you will know what God's trying to tell you. He's so good. He authors it says in Hebrews 12, but he also finishes it. He comes as the author and the finisher. But the second theme is, I want to just tell you prophetically that some of you, as you're hearing this, this is your sign and this is your word that you're going to hear from God and understand clearly. Like, he'll speak. If he already spoke and you need more of God, he'll give you the next installment. So you have that direction, or you have that clarity of what you needed to hear. Some of you, it's about a move or a career change. Some of you, it's about relational issues. Some of you, it's about something about your health, and you're hearing God about your children, these kinds of things, but you don't have full clarity. He's led you so far, but you need that finishing work, and he's going to come. He's going to finish it. And 2025 is going to be a big year for some of you to have that clarity that he's been leading you towards, maybe for a decade, maybe for 3 decades, maybe for just this year. But I want to encourage you. And have you ever been in a season where you know deep down that God's speaking to you, but you just can't quite put all the pieces together? That's what we're really talking about. You feel his presence, you sense his leading, but the clarity isn't there yet. It's like walking through a fog where you know the road exists, but you can't fully see it. And I've had these moments before where it's like, wow, you've spoken to something, I'm even excited about it, but what do I do with that? Where do I go with that? Like, you're leading me, but then you're leading me in a direction that you haven't given me the full clarity. So I'm having to make these choices, waiting for, like, God, you started a conversation, when are you going to finish it? But God's progressive in how he speaks to us throughout our life, and he's also eternal. So God might start a sentence with you when you're first saved, and then the continuation of that paragraph happens when you're 10 years in the Lord, and then all of a sudden it gives you the next installment 30 years later. And so God does give certain themes and messages throughout our life that are continuations from other things he's spoken to us. But these moments of just God speaking, but you not understanding fully, can be frustrating, even agonizing at times. And you ask God, what are you saying? What are you doing? What do you want me to do? But all you get back are puzzles or pieces or glimpses or a whisper that doesn't seem to be necessarily enough for what you're asking for. And you see others moving forward, making progress, and you wonder if you're missing something. If that relates to you, say hashtag my turn. That's our hashtag. That's, I totally relate to you, because we'll pray for you down below. But maybe you even, you know, start to doubt, did I hear him wrong? Am I going the right direction? Like, you were so clear on it 2 years ago, but now that you're in the middle of it, in the minutiae of it, you're like, was this really God's direction? But the good news is, and this is really good news, is you will understand. God is so good. And I think of John 16, 29 through 30, it says, then Jesus' disciples said, now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see all the things that you want to tell us, and we don't have to ask you any questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. So there's sometimes that God speaks to you in a way that you're like, man, that's just another story or a parable. It's a metaphor. It's a symbol. I had a dream that was so profound the other night, or I felt like I was supposed to go towards this kind of, you know, theme or career path, but there's no direction on how to get into it. Or I'm supposed to write a book, but I don't understand the process of it. Or I'm supposed to, you know, whatever it is, I'm supposed to make a move, and you're waiting for God to, like, really speak it to you. But it came through, again, one of the other ways that God speaks, since you're waiting for more of a direct message. And I love that this scripture in John, because the disciples had been around Jesus now for 3 years, and they finally could understand him, not because he had changed in the way he was speaking, but because they changed in their internal culture of who they were. They had been culturized to Jesus. They've been culturized to heaven. They've been culturized to know what the kingdom of God was like. So when they heard him speak that last parable, they were like, oh, you're speaking clearly. Now we know you came from God. But they weren't saying, now we know you came from God, just because he was speaking clearly, but because he had imparted the kingdom understanding so that they could also connect to what he was saying. And they had changed. And I think sometimes when God speaks something, then that word works in us until we change to understand his nature, until we change to grab hold of more of him, until we've changed to pursue Jesus more. And I want to tell you that if you're in a season where you're in that, you know, like that proving or that building or that like time between times, time where you don't understand exactly what he's saying, you're not lost and you're not missing it. God is leading you. Even when the picture isn't clear yet, God's leading you. And the weight of waiting and persevering when you don't have clarity is one of the hardest things you can do. One of the greatest mistakes we can make in these seasons is comparing our journey to someone else's. I know I've done it. Not everyone is on the same path as you, and God's working in your life in a way that is unique to you. And if you look around and you see how they're stepping or they're calling and they have clarity while you're still in the fog, it's easy to get discouraged, and you don't want discouragement to take root. God's timing is so perfect, and he's never late. He feels like he's late sometimes when you're like going, God, you led me to believe this far, and why isn't it happening? And then me, and I'm sure many of you have experienced this too, when God has come through the way that only God can, I'm like, you are so perfect in how you come through in all things. You so maximize every opportunity of our lives for you to know you. And I think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who, you know, has an encounter with God where he speaks to her that she's going to be pregnant with the Christ child, and you know, or the angel speaks to her, and she's pondering in her heart, and she's, you know, the angel comes and tells her this whole thing, and then she didn't fully understand it. How could she? It was so outside the box of what God had ever done before, getting a human woman pregnant with his own DNA and nature, that his son was going to come live in her. And the Bible says in Luke 2:19 that she pondered these things, and she didn't rush to conclusions. She didn't demand immediate answers. She simply held on to what God had spoken and trusted and revealed the rest in his timing. That's who she was. She was saying that's why God trusted her, is because something was put inside of her that then she pondered and waited for. And some of you, like, God's put something inside of you, and one of the worst things you could do is to be agitated to the point of anger towards God or other people for it not happening. The best thing you can do is say, even when it's not happening, God, I get to know you more, because it's not really about what you'll do for me. You've already died on the cross for me. You've already raised from the dead for me. So everything from this point on is a bonus. So if you ask me to wait, or if you put something in my life and I don't fully understand it yet, I'm just going to keep pursuing you, who I can understand biblically and I can have a relationship with. And then one day you'll reveal, even as you author something, you will finish it. What if instead of striving to figure it out, we simply sat with God's words a little longer? You know, what if we held them in our hearts like Mary did, allowing them to take root and unfold in the right time? And I think, you know, God speaks, but do we stay long enough to listen to what he's really trying to tell us? Sometimes by the time everything unfolds in our life and what he spoke, we go, man, I could have known it if I knew you more, if I'd matured enough in you in the beginning, I would have really understood what you're saying from the very beginning. But life's a journey of maturing, so we can't. You know, sometimes God invites us to maturity because he puts something inside of us that's beyond our maturity level, and then we have to grow into it. It'd be like giving a 12-year-old a driver's license and saying, let's go training, let's go practice. Some 12-year-olds can handle that, but most couldn't. Most would not be good drivers. That's why we wait till, at least in America, until they're 16. And I think that sometimes God, though, speaks to you and says, hey, you're going to drive, and you have that hope until you're 16, and that's a good hope. But if there's something that he tells you to do that you don't know if what it looks like having a baby for Jesus, that was a pretty profound one with Mary, and you don't know what it looks like, there's going to be some natural confusion that comes with that word when God's called you to something that you can't see how it can operate in your life. You can't see how you become something that would fulfill that desire of God. And so you have to trust a lot. You have to give God a lot of space of trust. And so often we live such fast-paced lives in a fast-paced world that we want immediate answers, and we want God to speak clearly, loudly, and in ways that make perfect sense right now. Like, right now, God, I need you to tell me. But that's not how God works. And sometimes his voice comes like the still small whisper, like in 1 Kings 19:12. But the enemy will try to use the time between times, the time when you don't understand, to sow doubt into you. I mean, you might have this incredible purpose that you know is God, but you don't know it's God, because it's so, again, if we use Mary's example, no one had ever been pregnant with Jesus before. So some of the things that God's put inside of you, even other people can relate. There might be some prototypes for the ways that God's moving, you know, or has moved before. The reality is that you're your own person. And so the way that God wants to move through you, no one can answer the specific questions of this is how God will do it. Like, no, if you ask them. And so there's sometimes that the enemy tries to sow doubt in, and did God really speak to you? You know, just like Eve in the garden. Is it really important that you don't eat this apple for real? And he'll try to make you second guess to feel like maybe you imagined it, or maybe you got it wrong, or maybe it's not actually that important. It's not what God made you for. It's not who God made you to be. But I want to remind you that God doesn't speak in vain. If he has been speaking something to you, even if it feels unclear now, it has purpose, and you need to believe that. One of the most important things we can do in these moments is weigh what God's told us again and again and ponder it. Go back to the words he has spoken over and over in your life and write them down, pray over them, hold them before the Lord. Lord, is there more you want to show me? And you don't do this every day all the time, because you want your relationship with God to be about Jesus and who he is. But in the midst of that, he speaks to you things that can reveal more of his plan in your life. And so you bring those things to him situationally. You bring those things to him maybe in a regular rhythm to say, anything else, God? God, is it time? Is there anything else you want me to do? But I want to tell you, for some of you who've been waiting a long time, like God spoke to you some things, maybe life looks the opposite right now, because a lot of times one of the tests we go through as believers is God says you're going to be here like Joseph. You're going to be in, you know, made for royalty. Your brothers are going to serve you, all these things. And then he goes, sold into slavery, into Potiphar's house, into jail, then finally into the palace. So a lot of the things that God speaks to us, there's a trial before they come, a wilderness before they come. But I want to tell you, some of you have been through that, and you've been paying that price in that wilderness, and your breakthrough is coming. And you got to trust God when you can't see, and you've learned how to do that. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 is such a key in this season. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways submit to him, and he's going to make your path straight. And your job in this season isn't to have all the answers.
Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, don't bother. I didn't write anything.
Good work.
Maybe it's for your family. Maybe you're a dad or a mom and you're leading your family on a journey and you don't fully understand why you're supposed to make the move or switch the church or switch careers or switch schools or whatever it is. But you just know you're following God. And your job isn't to say, I know exactly why in every detail. Like you're a risk manager at this point and saying, hey, I'm just obeying God. And your job is to trust him and to lead them into a place that they understand that you're trusting God. And he's promised that if you submit to him, he'll make your path straight. And he'll do that for your family as well. And think of, again, Joseph in the Bible, you know, he dreams of ruling, of being in the place of authority, but his life takes that downward spiral that we talked about. And he's betrayed by his own brother, sold in the pit, sold into slavery in prison for a crime he didn't commit. At any point, Joseph could have thought, God, did I hear you wrong? Or God, are you really good? Or was that dream even from you? But he just stayed faithful. I've had to stay faithful in my life. I know many of you have too, where it's like, God, things don't make sense around me, but at the right time, I know things will become clear, because I look at the people like Joseph in the Bible, and it did. What if Joseph had given up too soon? I mean, what would have happened if he thought God forgot him forever and he would have missed the fulfillment? But also, God would have had to raise up somebody else, because the famine was coming and it was going to affect Israel and obviously all of Egypt. And so it wasn't just about Joseph and Joseph being raised up. It was about the things that were happening in the world that God had trained in Joseph to be able to be one of the key voices to, the problems that Joseph would solve through his calling and through his passion for God. And I think there's some things that, think about the fact that God's invested this much into you. Maybe you moved north from where you thought you were going to move south. Maybe you're in a type of job that you never thought you'd do and you thought it was going to be something else. And you're just following God and it feels, again, maybe the opposite. Or you've heard God and you have some clear pictures of what it could look like, but it feels very far away. When you trust God all the way, it's not just for the sake of the destiny in your life or the purpose on your life or what you could do for God. It's also for the people you get to love on the other end. And for Joseph, it was Egypt and it was Israel and all these lands around that he was able to sustain them through 7 years of famine because of his wisdom that he had from paying that price and because of his life journey he went on to trust God at all costs. I know many of you are in that place right now and you're waiting and you're pondering and you're carrying words from God that haven't fully made sense yet. But I'm telling you, clarity is coming and you don't realize how much God's been working. I mean, heaven is on overtime mode for your life right now. And heaven's moving in ways that you can't see, of course. We know that's true. But apply that personally. Like, okay, on the other end of this, what I can't see is there's a heaven where I have an advocate who's working on my behalf at all times. The prayers I've been praying are nothing compared to what he's been answering. The things I've been hoping for are nothing compared to what he hopes for. And the promises you've been holding on to, the direction you've been seeking, God's already been orchestrating things behind the scenes with precision and purpose that you can't even imagine. It may feel like nothing's happening, but I want to tell you, heaven is working for you, and Jesus himself is your intercessor, your advocate. And you got to think about Daniel. In Daniel 10, he fasted and prayed for 21 days. Have you ever fasted and prayed for a long time, and you're still not seeing breakthrough? You know, seeking answer from God. But what he didn't know is that from that very first day he prayed, God already sent the angel to answer, but the angel was delayed because of spiritual warfare in the heavenly realms. I mean, that's crazy that Daniel hadn't even considered that. Daniel just thought, has God abandoned me? But decided to believe in God anyways, even though it wasn't in the time frame that he was praying. I mean, he was past the midnight hour. He was past what was comfortable. And Daniel had no idea what was happening in the unseen world. And he probably felt like his prayers were going unheard, like he was stuck. Maybe God forgot him in the silence waiting. But in reality, heaven had been working the entire time. And what if you're in the same position right now? What if your breakthrough has already been released or being released, and there's such spiritual resistance from bringing it down that heaven's moving, fighting, preparing something greater than you could even imagine right now? And I think that's a really important thought for some of us as Christians, where you feel like the opposite's happening, or you feel like it's past the point of reasonable. And you, at that point, you could look like Daniel and go, there's a battle over this, and you care more than I do about the things you've put in my life. And it's really important to give it back to God and say, God loves you more than you love you. God loves you, the passions and the design he's put inside of you more than you like it or more than you want it. God wants to see it manifest, and he's preparing you for it, but he's also preparing the world for you. So God's about to make some things clear. There's a shift happening, and the spirit of confusion that's tried to cloud your minds breaking. Some of you have had like the enemy tailgating this process of God and trying to accuse God and accuse you and accuse other people. And God's going to break this thing off. And even today, I just pray that God would break confusion off your mind. And where you felt uncertain about, you know, what things you have around you, you're going to see them with new eyes. And the enemy loves to keep people stuck in confusion, because what confusion leads to hesitation, and hesitation keeps you from stepping into your destiny. But God is not the author of confusion. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, he is a God of clarity. He's a God of peace. He's a God of direction. And right now, with many of you, he's going to make some things really clear. Even as we pray this, I feel like there's going to be some illumination in your spirit over Jesus and just his love for you, that he loves you so much that thank God he spoke to you in the first place. You know, Mary was thinking, like, I'm pondering this, like, what does this mean? And she was so grateful that God chose her and spoke to her, even though it felt very scary and ominous, even though there's a waiting period, even though Joseph might turn against her, even though her family might not understand, she still felt privileged. She still felt like, thank you, God, for the word. And some of you need to go back there and go, God, I've been confused for a long time, but the words that you gave me, thank you for them. Thank you for the hope you gave me, for a future I wouldn't choose myself, for relationships I couldn't be in without you, for places I get to go and things I get to do that I couldn't have done on my own. And I just feel like God's going to make things clear over, number one, the decisions that feel impossible are going to become obvious. Some of you are like, what do I do? What's the decision I should make? It feels impossible to make a decision. If I go this way, this will happen. If I go this way, this will happen. And you're counting the cost, but you're not counting the cost with God's revelation or with his wisdom. You're counting with your human wisdom, and that's okay. But what happens when God's anointing to make decisions comes on you, when God's clarity comes on you? And he will bring it, just like the disciples in John. They're like, now I fully understand what you're saying. Some of you are going to have that moment where it's like, oh, that's what you're saying. This is totally clear what I'm supposed to do. Number two, the direction that felt hidden is going to be revealed for many of you. Number three, the clarity you've been longing for is going to come. I'm going to go back to number two real fast, because I feel like some of you are going to really feel that one. The direction that felt hidden is going to be revealed. If you feel like there's a direction that's been hidden, you're like, man, I have some words, but I don't have direction to get there. And it feels like not just that I can't come up with it, but it feels like it doesn't even exist without God. Like God has to birth this direction, or I'm not going to be moving in this area. I want to pray for you. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would give us faith that you never author something inside of us without giving us a pathway, that you author chapter by chapter, book by book, that we're not the author, you are. And you're going to reveal to us direction that feels impossible to get. And I pray that it would come in our spirit right now, that we would trust you, that we would feel you, God, that the clarity that we've longed for is going to come, and we trust you for that. Some of you who haven't trusted God for that, just say that. The clarity that I've longed for, God is going to bring, because he's a God of clarity, not confusion. That he loves me enough to not allow me to be in confusion. And Lord, we break every confusion again. I just prayed again that has come against your word or your purpose in our life. And I want to encourage you, this is not a time to give up. This is a time to lean in. This is a time to listen, to weigh what God's told you. Hold on to it with your heart, because you're about to understand what he's been saying all along. And that's one of the keys of this whole thing. So I just want to encourage you. God's with you. You're hearing him. He's doing some things in your life right now that you can't even see. And just keep pondering. And if you get into a negative place, do everything you can to disciple your mind and your heart against negativity and into the place where God has more for you, a life abundantly, John 10:10. And though the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that's not your story. your story is what God's going to do, not what the enemy's going to do. So I pray over you that that would be true. And even if there's been some losses, that you would have just that redemptive perspective of Romans 8:28, that God will even use those things for your good of those who love him. So I'm going to encourage you, this is a time to hear and then hear again and get clarity. So I hope this was encouraging to you guys. You can listen to this each and every week on Sundays at, I think we do it around 10 a.m. And I want to encourage you to be a part of the comment section. If this word was for you, hashtag my turn. And that way our team and even myself will join you in the comment section to pray for you. And tell us a little bit about what you want prayer for if you want to, or if you've had a breakthrough, or if you've had words that we've given on Sundays that have made sense for you, give us a testimony. Tell us what God's doing in your life. We'd love to hear that too. And I want to just simply remind you that this ministry podcast and vodcast is made possible because of generous donations by people just like you. You guys send us all over the place because you guys keep making donations, sowing into the word that we're giving you, sowing into this purpose. And it means so much to us because it causes us to be equipped to help bless the world all over the place. And we hear from people from all over the world, and it's so exciting. So I'm going to encourage you to download this podcast on Charisma Podcast Network, or visit us at YouTube or anywhere social media is, and make a donation at Bowles Ministry, donate.bowlesministries.com. And that way we can keep doing this ministry for people all over the world. And we thank you. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlesministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.